Listen, you have been a very bad boy, haven't you?
For living my real life.
Yeah. Is your arm sore from handing out and taking back roses?
We'll leave it at roses. Yes, I hate roses. I am done with roses.
You're
absolutely.
Totally done. They come up at the restaurant with the thing and...
I will set them on fire. Yeah. Yes.
So what happened exactly? What happened? Now, we know what happened on the show for people who watched the show. We saw how much, but what we don't know is like how much time transpired. How many? Yeah, that sort of thing.
You know, first of all, it was my real life, and people can question that or doubt that, but they're real feelings. And I, on that last day, was falling in love with two girls. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But the time, and you don't know that until you go through it. I mean, that's the real truth of what it is. They pick somebody because they want them to fall in love with two people. And are more than one person, and it does happen, and it breaks my heart that I had to do something that I would have hated to do. I'd never dreamed that I would have to do that.
Because this is an unnatural, even though you say it's real life, in real life you aren't forced to
make a decision like that. On the last day, I would even say the last three girls in the real world, I would not stop dating.
You were on the real world, too?
Road rules,
all right.
But I wouldn't have stopped dating any one of them, really, because they're great girls, all three of them. But as far as time goes, it ended, and I had about 6 weeks, before we filmed the After the Rose, which everybody saw. So it wasn't an hour later.
Okay.
It was six weeks later where I was able to spend a lot of time with Melissa. We had secret rendezvous. We spent the whole Christmas time together.
Mm-hmm.
And what really happened is the chemistry was completely different. The relationship was completely different. The openness and how we reacted and related to each other and the conversations, which were so great on the show, were completely different. And how was I supposed to lead somebody on or keep on going if it really wasn't there?
Right.
I mean, that's the honest truth.
Did
America want me to say, oh, just lead somebody on because that's what's right to do?
You should have married her and lived with her for 40 years, and then you could have broken.
Exactly. Exactly. So why would anybody do something
like that? Let's go back a step, if we could, because now you said you're in love with two girls, right? So why actually propose marriage?
Good question.
Why propose marriage when you could have just said, hi, I pick you, let's hang out?
That's a good question, because I came into the show and I really would say everything I was ever looking for at that time in my life was Melissa. Mm-hmm. You're talking about personality, interest, the way we related to each other, the fun we had together, even the way she looked, I would say, was exactly what I was looking for. So I had this preconceived notion, and it was on that very last day, that's exactly what I wanted. I mean, Molly was a completely different story. We had a completely different relationship, which is just separate, and exactly what I was looking for was Melissa.